of our missionaries come and tell you firsthand what's going on, what is happening around the world. Specifically today, we're looking at what's happening right here in Wichita. And Wichita Bible Church is just grateful to be a part of the Ministry of Choices Medical Clinic. We've partnered with them for many years in supporting them and in praying for them. And we have Tanya, if you want to come on up here. We have Tanya with us today, who serves at Choices, and she's going to be telling us a little bit about what has been happening at Choices, what they're looking forward to, and anything else that the Lord has laid on her heart to share with us today. So,
good morning. I understand your pastor is out of town. Well, greetings to him in his absence. Andrea, his beautiful family, the leadership of this church, the missions committee, and my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's an honor to be here and talk about what Choices is doing. And we can only do that because of you, so we are grateful. For you that may not know who we are, we are a resource here in Wichita for women who find themselves with an unexpected or an unwanted pregnancy. An unwanted is something that both are very complex. I mean, really, if a woman has found herself in a position where she's thinking about terminating her pregnancy or getting rid of her child, it's very complex. And we understand that and we respect that. And so at Choices, we offer compassionate care to that woman and her family. So we offer alternatives to abortion. And we do that in a respectful environment. We are a Christ-centered organization. And so what that means is that everything that we do springboards from a platform of people who are loving Christ. We are fetching water. We are watching children. We're answering the phones and making follow-up calls and having intimate sessions with these women because we love Jesus. And I believe the day that we can't do anything in Jesus' name, we need to shut the doors. So we can do that because of your prayers and your encouragement to us and your partnership for us. A unique part of our ministry is called perinatal hospice. And what that is when families find out that their babies won't live. And if the baby should live, the baby won't live long. Now, in our early days, these families were offered abortions. Just go ahead and cut your loss and start all over, hope for the best. But our medical director and our board of directors wanted a better God-honoring alternative. And for families that will allow the Lord to decide when that baby is going to be born, how that baby is going to be born, and how long that baby is going to live, they take us up on our services. And what that looks like is they can come in and have as many sonograms and see that baby as often as they like, because that's probably the only time they're going to see him or her kicking and moving. I want to just say, even in a crowd this size, it is not uncommon for some of us to have been impacted in one way or another by abortion. And just like we tell the ladies that come who have abortion in their past, we've got volunteers who serve with abortion in their past, loss and trauma. The grace of God, the great love of God, is available for them. And if you have been impacted by abortion, that grace and that endless love is offered to you as well. There is no sin, none, that can separate us from the love of God. And we're grateful to know that. Not only are we a resource, we just, this year we celebrated 20 years. 20 years. Can you believe that? And you guys have been a huge part of that. I brought some of our numbers because, you know, when you hit a milestone, a certain birthday like 50 or 21, we start crunching numbers. So I've been crunching numbers for the last 3 months or so. And these are some of the statistical data or the numbers. And I'm not going to say a whole lot. But since we opened our doors in 99, we have served 24,497 patients. Amen. We have seen, by faith, over 900 women make professions of faith. And you know, we can only do that. That can only be done by the Spirit of God. And there's all other kinds of numbers on here. But if there's any number that we really want to celebrate and laud about, it's those who have given their lives to Jesus. It's one thing to serve and meet an emotional or physical need or hand a practical resource in the community for a woman or her family who needs a job or is about to be evicted or needs food or gas cards or something like that. But when Jesus is factored into the equation, he's able to make everything beautiful, not only for the time that we have in our clinic with them, but even once they're gone and beyond our doors. So we are really excited about that number there. Because of your prayers and our partnership with you, we are able to offer help and hope to folks that find themselves in a situation where there just isn't any. And our prayer for the next 20 years is to continue to influence, even if we move someone just a little bit. You know, maybe she won't make a profession of faith. Maybe she won't parent her baby. But I guarantee you she will have had an experience with a woman that loves her, with someone that is listening to her, that sees her, and wants to do all that she can to serve her. And that's what the team at Choices, that's what we do. And so that's what we want to do the next 20 years, as long as God is putting babies in the womb, which he is very good at. If that is a struggle for that woman, her boyfriend, her husband, her parents, or just her way of life, Choices wants to be there. And because of you, we can. I'm going to share just a scripture that I've been thinking about and sharing over this past week. You know, Matthew chapter 9, Jesus does like 9 things. He's interrupted by the paralytic, the soldier whose daughter died, the woman who has the issue of blood, the 2 blind men. I mean, it's just going on. And at the end of that, it says, verse 36, but... And when I saw that, out of all that we do at Choices, and some days I do go home tired, but when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. And he told his disciples, look, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray for the Lord of the harvest. And you know what? You guys are an answer to prayer. You're laborers. And you are moved with compassion. And we are honored, I can't say that enough, to partner with you. Continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you. Amen? Thank you.
What a blessing it is for us to partner with Choices and be a part of the ministry that they're doing there. We can certainly praise God for that.